This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. If you were either slammed into by Hurricane Harvey or Hurricane Irma, there's a very good chance that in your area or you yourself may have weapons and ammunition that you were not able to get out of your home if you had to evacuate. And if you flooded, well, that makes it even worse. Now, many of you would shuttle them into the back of the family vehicle as much to protect them from looters as storm surges. There's a lot of people that would not be able to do that. And when these people return home and begin the process of rebuilding, the question can be, what do we do with these flooded out guns? So, this question has been asked, and it has been addressed by the Sporting Arms and Ammunition Manufacturers Institute and the SSF, and they point to two helpful documents containing guidelines to assist you in making sound decisions related to safely handling and treating or disposing of those items, emphasizing to always err on the side of caution and safety. Now, SAMI, which was founded in 1926, is an industry that or organization that creates and publishes industry standards on firearms and ammunition, how much pressure they can take, how much they can develop. NSSF is the trade association of the firearms and ammunition industry. SAMI document is called Guidance on Firearms That Have Been Submerged or Exposed to Extensive Amounts of Water. And it points out two major concerns about guns that have been exposed to water: parts susceptible to moisture and rust damage, such as metal parts, wood stocks and grips and optics, and secondly, infiltration of the action barrel and safety systems by grit, silt, and other foreign debris. Of course, you should always unload them before you start messing with them to treat them. It's important to limit moisture and corrosion damage to the component parts of the gun. This can be accomplished by disassembling the component parts and using up to two coats of a moisture-displacing lubricant, like Hops No. 9 or WD-40, to clean and stabilize the parts while importantly following the product's directions so as not to damage, for instance, plastic or synthetic parts. Another tip is to allow wood stocks and grips to air dry and not be force dried by exposure to heat. Of course, frog glue would work very well in this. If you're using frog glue on your product, you have pretty much given yourself the very best bet. I don't know how well that works in submersion. I ought to call Larry up and ask him about that. I think I may do that. In addition, after you've done all of this stuff, after you've done your first attempt at salvaging, have this inspected by someone qualified to do it, like a certified gunsmith. There's also guidelines in this document on dealing with submerged ammunition as well. You need to understand and be able to figure out how much time they've spent submerged, because that's going to have an impact. The longer they're underwater, the worse it will be for them. That said, you don't have to be dumb about this. Guns, you know, for somebody that gets out there and builds them, guns are a lot like, you know, cars or any sort of project that we like to do. So we love what we do to them. We love what they do for us. And, like, you know, guns can be replaced. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you can't carry everything you got, try to secure it as best you can so looters don't get it and use it against other people, and leave it. If you have left and you have a collection back at the homestead, don't try to to get into that flooded area before it's safe, because you want to try and salvage your guns. They can be replaced, and while that might be expensive, it is better to replace a gun than your family to have to buy a casket or pay medical expenses. This document is, once again, it is called the, where is it? The guidance on firearms have been submerged or exposed to extensive amounts of water. Now some of these guns, especially these modern ones, are going to be fairly resistant to them. Some of these coatings, and it's really all going to depend on how old they are or how many times you have used them. Because coatings wear away, right? Wherever you breaking in a gun, which is a euphemism for having metal rub against metal until it stops binding up, is that takes away coatings. So wherever you have coating, you're going to be good to go, and wherever you don't, well, maybe not so much. They're all going to be salvageable to some degree. The modern polymer-lowered handgun is probably going to have the best case for this, but some of these rifles, these hunting rifles and these AR-15s and everything, maybe not AR-15s because they're sort of weatherproofed to a degree, but it's going to be case by case. There's no rule of thumb for this. There's no way to get around the, you know, make it a shorter process or ordeal to get through. You're going to have to bring them up. You're going to have them assessed. You may want to assess them. In any event, their life has been shortened, just like a car. Just like a car. There will be all kinds of cars that will become flood cars that will be totaled, that the insurance companies will rebuild, and then they're going to try to sell them. It always happens. And then people will be on the lookout for a flooded car. The reason you don't want a flooded car is because it's been compromised to a degree that I don't know if you can ever get it past that, back to that point. And that's what some people just don't get. Nor do they seem to care. But I know people that, my father knows somebody that loved guns so much he just bought them as often as he could. And when he passed away, I think he had like 300. That's not that uncommon. See, with me, I could throw all the guns I own in the back of the car and have all kinds of room left over. I have never been one to keep a bunch of guns. Ones I keep are ones that I'm going to use. I don't like safe queens. I don't like having something that somebody else could use. So, bearing that in mind, that would not be that big of an issue for me. But that doesn't matter, because some people dearly love collecting them. And they're just a collecting, you know, it's a collection that they love, they cherish, and they've done everything they can with it. They secure them all. I mean, I know guys with multiple gun safes. 6, 7, 8 gun safes. A room of gun safes. And these are the kind of people that can't transport all of their stuff away. So, if there was anybody like that in Texas, or if there's anybody like that in Florida, Louisiana, parts of Georgia, around here, you know, Charleston, down here on the coast of South Carolina, they got flooded. Any of these places like that, that's just going to be something you're going to have to deal with, but it is something you can deal with. But whatever you do, pull them out, pull them apart. WD-40 is fine. Use WD-40, clean them all, because that's to fight corrosion. Put it back together. Try it out and everything. If you have time to take it to a gunsmith, take it to the gunsmith. You'll be glad you did. You'll have that peace of mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
AWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, one thing that they really want to do with us, the progressives, that is they want to control not just your behavior, but your thoughts and your beliefs. And this is the price you would have to pay to simply live without being attacked. Now, as the sexual left makes progress on the biggest projects, same-sex marriage, transgenderism acceptance, pronoun wordplay. They have become increasingly unwilling to brook any sort of resistance to this. This is the vehicle they're going to use to push this through. Do you believe in traditional marriage but don't care that gays marry? Do you think it's okay teenagers have hormonal injections to swap genders but it's not right for your kids? You don't really give a hoot about someone who identifies as Z? Well, that's too bad, sucker. The new dispensation doesn't care for your waffling. Going forward, your private beliefs must align with your public stance. So no exceptions made or allowed. In short, you will be made to care. Let me give you some excerpts from a tweet storm by Yahoo named Zach Ford, the flamboyant correspondent for the liberal rag Think Progress. Ford is prone to some tantrums. He's the site's LGBTQ editor. His beat consists of sniffing out any hint of pro-heterosexual bias, lambasting it as bigoted, backwards, and tyrannical. He's a proud atheist who doesn't hesitate to cite science when it's convenient, but not a Ben. He believes men menstruate and become pregnant, which is not scientific. So, in response to an essay by Bethany Mandel in The Federalist, he had a bigger meltdown than Sex and the City fans when Mr. Big dumped Carrie at the altar. In her piece, Mandel admitted to once being a supporter of gay marriage, but the Torquemada-inspired campaign for transgenderism, inclusion among children, has changed her mind. She feels hoodwinked, she points out. The left has shown the totalitarian manner which it exacts support, or at least silence, from everyday Americans. Mr. Ford wasn't going to have any of this, no. Even though Mandel was an ally during the fight for same-sex marriage, her opinion that grates upon the approved position on transgenderism is hereby invalid. And he tweeted, what Mandel argues that she should be allowed to believe what she believes, even though those odious beliefs harm others. Indeed, she is a quintessential example of claiming free speech to justify her bigotry. And then we got the kicker to this. You'll be made to care because intolerance harms people and is unjustified, and the rest of us want the world to be a better place. We'll beat you into it if you don't do it. Because we're people of peace. He tweeted his outburst without any sort of self-awareness or irony. So, here we have a prominent leftist writer who evokes what we've all known for a long time. We'll be made to care. It just shows that well-meaning conservatives who are willing to concede the culture war in the hopes that the left would cease marching forward, we were wrong if you were one of them. Waving the white flag was never going to be a suitable compromise. The left isn't satisfied with open-ended sexual rights. They want complete eradication of bourgeois convention. How did we get to the point where an 8-year-old crossdresser is celebrated as a norm-squashing pioneer and not odd? Like his campus-tied intellectual colleagues, Ford is guilty of what Jonathan Haidt calls concept creep. In a recent interview with Spiked, he described how the psychological term has become the Excalibur of social justice warriors. When a word like violence is allowed to creep so that it includes a lot of things that are not violence, then this causes a cascade of bad effects. Now, for decades, in academia, they have stretched the terms oppression and violence like rubber bands, trying to fit them over more gentle concepts like disagreement and dialogue. And the slow creep eventually worked. Hundreds of thousands of students graduate college every year believing words truly constitute aggression. Ford believes that your beliefs represent harm to others. And in very strict terms, he positions himself as someone who wants the world to be a better place, and Mandel, according, as someone who pushes death and destruction. The terms war couldn't be any clearer than that. For a traditionalist, being left alone to think, worship, gather, and evangelize in public or in private is not an option. The logic of the left doesn't allow for empty spaces. If there's one corner of the brain that still holds fast to outlandish beliefs like marriage was made for man and woman, or that your chromosomes determine your gender, or that race is a biological reality, or countries have the right to determine and enforce their borders, That must be reprogrammed or wiped out. Just ask Tim Farron. He's the former leader of the Liberal Democrats Party in Britain. He was a longtime supporter of same-sex marriage. Once it was discovered he was a closeted Christian, the press went after him. Journalists were dying to know if Farron thought that gay sex was a sin. And Farron begged to have his own private conscience, but it was, you know, he wasn't allowed to do that. He was forced to resign from his position last month, saying it is impossible to be a faithful Christian and a politician of prominence. So, another trophy on the shelf for the undaunted left. See, in the leftist view, a society isn't free until the very last breadcrumbs of bigotry are swept away. A sincere leftist accepts no moderation at all. The Zach Fords are probably closer to every day for the left than we want to think about. And as long as we allow, see, we can be constitutional, but the Constitution is not a suicide pact. There's nothing out there saying that we have to do this or have to do that at all. Nothing. No. So, those of us that are sitting around saying that we should be allowed to have our privacy of thought, you're not going to be allowed to. You're going to have to fight for that. You're going to have to fight an enemy that doesn't care. Because if you do not fight back, then I'll tell you where you stand. You stand blindfolded on the firing line. And you've got a bunch of guns aimed at you that you don't see. Now, I may lose a fight, but I'm going to see it coming. And I'm going to do everything I can to fight that fight. But the Constitution is not a suicide pact. We can fight this. We should fight this. Because you damn sure bet they're going to push for it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't give my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Donald Trump is the president today because he was seen as a doer and not a talker. One of the most common things said about him is at least he gets things done, which he does. And it was exasperation with a very dithering GOP Congress, which has failed to enact their very own agenda, that caused Trump to pull the job of raising the debt ceiling away from the Republican contractors, Ryan and McConnell, and he gave it to Pelosi and Schumer. Which I thought was brilliant. I'll explain that in just a minute. For the past 7 months, Congress, which has repealed Obamacare 7 or 8 times before this, when they had Obama, have failed to do it. And they promised that this would be their first priority in 3 successive elections. So returning to D.C. after 5 weeks vacation with zero legislation enacted, Ryan and McConnell were facing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling and fund the government. And failure to do so would crash the markets, which, you know, people want jobs. Markets go down. We're back in 2008. It would imperil the U.S. bond rating and make America look like a deadbeat republic. Families and businesses do that annually. Yet every year it seems Congress goes to the precipice of national default before authorizing the borrowing to pay the bills Congress itself has run up. And all Trump did was he kicked this year's debt crisis to mid-December. And before the end of this year, he and the Congress will have to deal with an immigration crisis, which is brought about by the cancellation of DACA, which was unconstitutional and overreach. He will have to get Congress to fund his wall, enact tax reform, and finance the repair and renewal of our infrastructure, or have his first year look, you know, it'll be declared a failure. And we will be likely looking at a congressional pileup pre-Christmas from which Trump will have to call on Schumer and Pelosi again to extract him and his party. Now, the genius of this setup is it is a very cold, calculated, calloused palm slap in the face for these Republicans. And it needs to be administered over and over and over again. Because these guys could do what they say their agenda has been, but they're not. So the question arises, has the president concluded that working with the GOP majorities alone cannot get him what he needs to go, you know, to make his a successful presidency? Having cut a deal with the Democrats for help with the debt ceiling, will he seek a deal with the Democrats on amnesty for the Dreamers in return for funding for border security? Now see, what Trump has done with that, they'll never go for the border security. That's the genius of this. By him getting out there and cutting a deal on amnesty, for example, for the Dreamers, which is 800,000 people, which are not children. Getting out there and saying, but I want a wall. What he's doing, in 1986 we had amnesty declared, and we were supposed to get border security out of that then, which we did not get. And we were supposed to give amnesty to 1 million people, which turned into 4 million people because of all the fraud. Reagan did not exact enough stuff in return. Getting out there and saying, I want a wall, and you can have amnesty for these Dreamers. This is something where if whatever happens with the Democrats, if they actually do it, if they go with it and put the wall up, agree to fund the wall, their base will go insane because their base is all with Bernie. Will he cut a deal with the Hill Democrats on which infrastructure projects should be funded first? Will he seek out some sort of compromise with the Democrats on what taxes should be cut and who's retained? Is he going to give up on free trade Republicans to work with Democrats to protect U.S. jobs? Now, this gridlock that has taxed his patience may prove more serious in a passing phase. The Congress of the United States, whose powers were delineated in the late 18th century, may simply not be an institution suited to the 21st century. A century ago, Congress ceded to the Federal Reserve its right to coin money and regulate the value thereof. They have yielded to the third branch, the Supreme Court, the power to invent new rights, like Roe versus Wade. Their power to regulate commerce with foreign nations has been assumed by an executive branch that negotiates the trade treaties, leaving Congress to say yay or nay. Congress alone has the power to declare war, but recent wars have been launched by presidents over congressional objection, some without consultation. We're close to a second war now with Korea, the first of which began in 1950 and was never declared by the Congress, but declared by Truman to be a police action. In the age of internet and cable TV, the White House seems to be the area where all the decisions are being made, and Capitol Hill takes months to move at all. Watching them, watching Congress, the word torpor invariably comes to mind, and if you look at Webster's, that defines as a state of mental and motor inactivity with partial or total insensibility. So as a result, in a recent survey, 72% of Americans expressed high confidence in the military, 12% said the same of Congress. The members of Congress that get all the airtime, McCain, Graham, Flake, Schumer, Pelosi, these are the ones that will defy a president the media largely detest. When the wall came down, which I was there in the lead up to that happening, when the wall came down, there were a lot that were saying democracy would be the inevitable future of mankind. But autocracy is holding its own. Russia, China, India, Turkey, Egypt. The list goes on. If democracy if, as Freedom House contends, is in global retreat. One reason may be that in our new age, legislatures split into hostile blocks checkmating each other, cannot act with the dispatch that impatient peoples now demand of their rulers. Back in the early days, in the days of Henry Clay and Daniel Webster, Congress was a rival to a very strong president. That's gone. That's over. Over and done. One of the we deserve a government that can act. And we can't act because these guys are too busy playing games, trying to, you know, retain that title, senator, representative, secretary, whatever. People are getting sick of it. And Trump is demonstrating something that, you know, for everybody that's out there saying, well, he's showing his true stripes. No. No, he is not. This is exactly what he said he was going to do. He said, I'm going to get this done, and he intends to get it done. And if a couple of these rhino Republicans fall by the wayside while he's doing it, I'm not going to have any problem at all with that one. As a matter of fact, I can't wait for 2018 to see who gets primaried. Then we're going to have some fun with some of these guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lock and load. Now, due to what has happened, as Trump tries to move his agenda forward, which is what we elected him to do, was to move his agenda forward. Now, the latest Never Trump meme is that he has defected to the Democrats, a notion that might charitably be labeled as wishful thinking, if it actually involved any thinking. But the wishful part is in full effect as this tattered remnant of worshippers of the altar of establishment conservatism seeks to revive their very failed cult and reassume their position as the priesthood, as of all things on the right. You remember the establishment conservatism, don't you? They are to conservatism as Unitarians are to Christianity. Well, I sort of believe in something, but mostly I just want whatever I do validated. Establishment conservatism is the sect that promised for 7 years to repeal Obamacare, then didn't. But that was Trump's fault, of course, because reasons and because you're a fake conservative for asking and shut up. So this week's true con embarrassment arose because the Republicans were somehow going to score yet another smashing victory in a debt ceiling fight, as they always do, but dadgum that Trump. He got in the way of their cunning scheme, or something. When the collective party twist went out, their wailing and gnashing of teeth seemed a bit overblown by a factor of about a zillion. The media, always eager to divide the GOP and helped out by the establishment Republicans, who were always eager to be divided, dropped the breathless revelation that Trump had made a deal with Schumer and Pelosi to put off the debt ceiling fight until September, and to pass a huge hurricane relief package for Texas, you know, where the GOP base lives. Those of us who aren't wrapped up in trying to salvage our relevance wondered, it's unusual that he agreed with those two, but what's so bad about putting off a fight that will inevitably lead to the congressional GOP capitulating while getting our red state voters hurricane aid? But see, the problem is that you and I were too dumb to understand that this was the worst thing that ever happened in the history of ever because of some reason. The frenzied FritoCon spaz fest that followed gave away the game. Oh no, Trump sold out everything conservatives believe in by delaying the GOP's certain humiliation for 3 months. He betrayed you all with this insignificant delay and by ensuring the GOP didn't walk into the "you Republicans are playing politics with Harvey Aid" ambush. Clearly, he's a Democrat now, and next it will be the single payer, and then he'll be, you know, he'll be changing all of our pronouns to Z and Zer. or if you just want to use the same phrase over and over again whenever you see their faces moving, just say blah, 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 blah. I look at them and I just wonder, don't you guys ever get tired of just being wrong? I thought it was odd that Trump agreed with the Democrats about something, but I wondered what the collective freakout was all about. Maybe I am too simple to understand their very clever play, so I was looking around on Twitter. I saw people asking questions like, I'm just curious about what the GOP's plan for victory on the debt ceiling was. Their track record is so good that I'm sure it's awesome. Maybe I was missing something. Maybe there was some great plan the Republicans had created that somehow Trump truncated. Guess what? I wasn't missing anything. There was no plan. This supernova of fake outrage was just another inept ploy to undercut this president as part of the establishment's never-ending campaign to regain the power that we voters stripped from them in retaliation for them failing. Still no answer to that question on Twitter. I'm beginning to think there might not have been no great plan for victory in the debt ceiling fight. And while you're sitting there having that freak out, just, you know, get a hold of yourself. I know it's shocking to hear that the congressional GOP might blindly stumble into a debt ceiling fight and end up in a humiliating defeat, but that's the kind of wacky, out-of-the-box thinking that I try to, you know, push out there. Because it's not like the Republicans have a long and proud tradition of botching every single debt ceiling fight they ever wandered into. But it was definitely going to be something different this time, somehow, according to the informed sources within the unicorn community. Note that the congressional GOP was so upset about this compromise that it passed it in a day. Remember that when you're being encouraged to tear your hair out because Trump funded our own red state voters and avoided headlines like Republicans hold hurricane victims hostage and debt ceiling government shutdown Armageddon. That would have looked good. But it turns out that some GOP Congress jerks have a big case of the sad feels because of Trump's utter, total, complete treason betrayal by extending the debt ceiling 3 months. It's clear that he's a total liberal because the true conservative fallback position was to extend it 6 months. And those extra 3 months were everything somehow, for some reason, unicorns, blah, 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 blah. I guess they're still mad about how Trump forced them not to repeal Obamacare. A mantra that they've been, you know, it's been like, you know, some sort of transcendental meditation thing where they're going, oh, they've been saying repeal, you know, sitting cross-legged, their hands, back of their hands on top of their knees, like they're Kwai Chang Kane. They were saying it like some idiot savant part, except without the savant. Just the idiots. Do his supporters care that these arcane DC manhood measuring games are going on? No. No, they don't. Normal people want some stuff to get done. And if the GOP can't do it, and dealing with the Dems can do it, who cares? No one outside the Beltway cares if the smarmy dope and elderly mutant establishment turtle get shown a bunch of disrespect. We've avoided. It was a fight right now that would have taken up the whole 12 whole days of legislative work that Ryan McConnell somehow stuffed into the 30 days of September after taking August off. Now the congressional GOP is free to focus their entire attention on failing at tax reform. Trump isn't betraying the base. He's treating the congressional GOP like the political hacks that they are. They have done nothing except posture, pose, issue some sort of passive-aggressive proclamation about how Trump offends their tender sensibilities. Trump doesn't respect them because they haven't earned any respect. And what he did this week was he kept them from making fools of themselves once again, at least until, you know, the holidays. We're winning this way. Not in huge sweeping moves, but in inches. We have Grant. We have not Patton. We got Grant. Trump nominated a bunch of new conservative judges this week. Did you hear about that from the True Cons? Do you remember ISIS? Soon, no one will. DACA is going to die. Maybe not as fast as we'd like, but the unconstitutional executive order is gone. And gee, that six-month phase-out ends right after the debt ceiling fight comes back. Republicans hold up. Hurricane relief is a very bad headline. Democrats want to shut down government unless illegals get amnesty is a really good headline. Though we can all feel the throbbing, aching longing of the GOP to roll over on immigration, and their capacity to blow the communications piece is limitless. So, finally, the fascist college kangaroo court rules Obama opposed are going to go away, the very thing the True Cons have been justifiably crying for years and intermittently read Cruz brochures like the Weekly Standard. When you want your stripped-away power back, you're always going to find the cloud behind the silver lining. But if America followed the advice of conservatives and inked and, you know, elected Clinton, I guess 2017, 2021 would be a rebuilding term, none of this would have happened. So it's not all winning. There's Obamacare, of course, and there's the GOP liars like John Blue Falcon McCain. And the shockingly inept Jeff Sessions is letting Lewis Lerner slip past criminal accountability. But with Trump as imperfect as he is, at least we aren't goose-stepping down the road to Venezuela. Or even much, much worse, as we would have been if we'd taken their advice and gone with Clinton. Coming up next, Dr. John Adeen, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.